Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. An issue concerning the future of Queensland's most precious natural water supply has been heard in the federal court. Industry stakeholders and MPs are challenging a proposal from mining giant Glencore to pump carbon waste into the Great Artesian Basin. National Farmers Federation CEO Tony Ma says we can't gamble with one of our biggest assets.
So it risks destroying one of the greatest water resources this country has got.
Warnings are still in place for the Warrego, Condamine, Boulogne and Maranoa rivers, although floodwater is starting to recede in some parts. The Warrego reached 9.34 metres yesterday afternoon. It is now steady at around 8.53 at the Weir. Levels are falling in the Condamine at Centenary Bridge, recording 0.60 metres. Messages of child safety are being spooked after children were approached by a strange man in a Kingaroy park. Their mother has posted about the encounter on social media, saying the stranger asked probing questions about the kids' names and homes. A tip from Safe for Kids is parents can educate their children through role play. An IT guru says there shouldn't be any confusion across the Darling Downs on what to do when 3G is switched off. Technology expert Trevor Long urges phone users to use the SMS checker to find out if their phone will be impacted, saying even 4G phones won't be able to call 000 by the end of the year.
113,000 people are still using 3G phones on the Telstra network. So there's 113,000 people that are absolutely just not going to be able to do anything, not going to make a call or anything.
Checking sport, it's the second round of the TRL competition this weekend. The Warwick Cowboys are ready for their clash against the Wattles tomorrow, while the Toowoomba Valleys will take on Gatton on Sunday.